Two area residents suffered fatal injuries in a two-vehicle traffic crash in Howard County yesterday. A report from the Missouri State Highway Patrol says the crash occurred as a southbound vehicle driven by 18-year-old Hannah Norris of Glasgow reportedly crossed the center line of the roadway and struck a northbound vehicle driven by 75-year-old Kenneth Huddle of Keatsville. Huddle and a passenger in Norris's vehicle, 17-year-old Shane Ashpaw of Boonville, were pronounced deceased at the scene at 4:50 p.m. by Howard County Coroner Frank Fashpoler. Norris and a 15-year-old passenger of Glasgow in her vehicle reportedly were transported by ambulance to University Hospital in Columbia for treatment of serious injuries. Report says all of the victims were not wearing seatbelts. The crash happened just after 3:30 p.m. on Missouri Highway 87, 1 mile north of Route K. With roughly 2 weeks left in the fiscal year, Ward 2 Councilman Kirk Ahrens reported the City of Marshall's finances are looking pretty good. During the City Council meeting on Monday night, Ahrens said the numbers are shaping up to be positive.
We have, of course, budgeted revenues. We have collected 101%, 0.34, so we're a little over what we budgeted as far as collecting. And then with 2 weeks left, the expenditures, hopefully, again, 2 weeks left, we've only expended about 89%. So if the department heads could do everything we can do, or you could do to help us to hold off spending over the last couple of weeks, right now the budget's looking really good in our favor for the current year.
Aaron said next year's budget includes an increase in trash rates for Marshall households.
We have a small surplus right now with the budget for next year of $24,500. As a reminder, there is a 3% increase in trash rates for this upcoming fiscal year. On a household basis, each individual equals about $6.50 per year for that increase.
Ahrens also said several line items have been added to next year's proposed budget, including for replacement of equipment at the fire and police departments, a development line item targeted toward the demolition work that is going to be needed at the property formerly known as the Marshall Rehabilitation Center and a new subdivision, and $50,000 for sidewalks. He said the plan is to add sidewalks throughout the city so our city can be more of a walking environment. Aaron said the city also will be able to give city workers a 3% pay increase. Council approved a special meeting to close out the city's financial year to be held at noon on Friday, September 28th. You can read more details with the posting of this story at KMMO.com or on our Facebook page. And Sedalia residents are scheduled to have their new city garbage and recycling carts delivered starting this week, but the carts can't be utilized until later this year. According to a news release, due to a change from the truck manufacturer, the garbage and recycling carts are still scheduled to be delivered sometime between now and the end of the month, but their use will be delayed until the new garbage trucks are delivered by early November. Each household will be provided one 65 or 95-gallon gray cart for garbage and one blue cart of the same size for recyclables. To keep garbage and recycling fees as low as possible, residents are encouraged to recycle. Any Sedalia resident who has a city garbage and recycling collection and hasn't received their carts by September 28th is urged to contact the Public Works Department during normal business hours at 660-851-7636 or 660-827-7820. That's a look at your news at this hour on KMMO. I'm Kyle Yant.